Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here at Discover the Finger Lakes at SaverLife.com. And I spent much of Thursday driving through the Finger Lakes and didn't actually stop and visit wineries and restaurants, etc. I was on a mission for finding spotted lanternflies, which I've mentioned last week on the gardening show and the Finger Lakes show. It's an insect which would potentially devastate our wineries, the vineyards, and orchards, as well as lots of other trees and vines and hops also. And it's become established in Pennsylvania, and we're worried that it is going to move into the Finger Lakes, which is likely in the next few years. Hopefully we can hold it off long enough that the Cornell and Penn State will come up with some ways to treat it. There's a bacteria that may, or several bacterium that may have a potential for control of the spotted lanternfly, but it's still basic research going on about it. I think they found some dead lanternflies at a site in Pennsylvania and examine them to figure out what killed them, and this bacterium, which is naturally occurring, is something that could potentially be used. But in the meantime, we've got to be vigilant and be aware of this spotted lanternfly and keep your eyes open for it. You can look it up online. Lots of photos and videos from Pennsylvania, because there's one winery that was quoted recently that's saying that last year they saw dozens of them, and this year they've seen millions of these spotted lanternflies. So it's something we need to take very seriously. And so I emailed some of the researchers that were working on this. They got right back to me, which is nice. They must be swamped right now, because we're going into the season when these spotted lanternflies lay their eggs, and so they're trying to work on control measures and all kinds of things in like 26, maybe now it's 28 counties out of, I don't know, 60 some in Pennsylvania. And I had questions for them about areas like ours that don't currently have any lanternflies, and where we most likely to find them if they're coming up from Pennsylvania. And my thought was, near areas where tourists from Pennsylvania may go, boat launches, hotels, things like that, state parks. And the researchers in Pennsylvania said that actually railroads, they've found, have been one of the vectors, the ways that these lanternflies move in Pennsylvania. And so we need to check along railroad lines. And there's one tree in particular that these lanternflies really like, and that is Elianthus, or Tree of Heaven. I think you can look that up online to learn more about it. Ironically, I have them growing in my yard from the roots of a neighbor's tree. It's not a tree anyone would plant. It is an invasive species like this spotted lanternfly, but they really love this tree, and so it's kind of a magnet for them, and in some ways, perhaps it makes it easier to scout for these spotted lanternflies by looking for these invasive Elianthus, or Tree of Heaven, which there are a lot of them near railroad lines. There's a lot of them near disturbed soil, backyards where trees like black walnuts and maples, Norway maples, and these Tree of Heaven just kind of get growing on their own, and people ignore them, and then suddenly they're big trees. Quickly, they're big trees. So if you want any details about the tree or the spotted lanternfly, happy to send you links. But as you're enjoying fall in the Finger Lakes, maybe visiting some wineries, perhaps just driving around, going to some waterfalls and state parks, it'd be great if you knew a little bit about it and spent really just 5 minutes to look it up online. So if you were to spot one, you could let the DEC know, kill it if you can, and also let me know if you see one. But it's important to let the DEC know, because then they will do additional scouting, because they're worried about this. This could be devastating for our region. And I had a lovely drive. I drove right past two of the juice plants that I normally get fresh pressed grape juice from. That's Randall Standish north of Naples and Route 21 and Fulkerson Winery on the west side of Seneca Lake, and didn't have time to stop. I was spending my time in on Thursday in Hammondsport and Watkins Glen, really looking for this Allianthus tree. And one of the things I think I mentioned last week that's been kind of cool about this scouting is that I get into areas of, it was Penn Yan last week and this week Hammondsport, Watkins Glen, that I haven't seen before. Some of them are really pretty. Some of them are, you know, not so pretty. Just kind of interesting. Some historic. And it's been fascinating to just spend more time, as I haven't been driving around that much this summer during this pandemic. So it's been fun. The fall colors have been spectacular. I stopped in Bloomfield at the Historical Society, East Bloomfield Historical Society. They're going to have a garage sale on October 3rd, and looking for donations of things. And it doesn't have to be old things. I mean, I brought them some things that would kind of be appropriate to have at a garage sale for a historical society, but that's not crucial. Brought them some fun things. So as with any organizations, they're struggling to pay their bills, to work on buildings. Their building is a beautiful brick building right in East Bloomfield. And so if you have some things which, you know, you're not using anymore, that are, you maybe don't want to bother to sell them, you don't want to just give them away necessarily, because they're kind of cool things, then, you know, this might be ideal to bring it to the East Bloomfield Historical Society. They do want you to call in before you go. They're often there on like Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays. So you could go this next week as they prepare for their sale. I've got a toboggan. It's not particularly old toboggan, but yeah, it's kind of a cool toboggan. So I'm going to bring that down to them in another load of things this week. But call first, you know, make an appointment with them for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sort of 9 to 2 range. And they have there's a maple tree right across the street from them in Bloomfield that is just gorgeous, stunning color right now. And there's lots of other fall colors. You know, the goldenrod are still blooming, and some purple asters. And you, as depending on where you go, I was recommending to someone, they were going to Canandaigua, that instead of taking the thruway in 332, which is really a pretty boring route, it'd be much more beautiful to take maybe Route 64 south through Pittsford and down to 5 and 20, and then cut across to Canandaigua, or go down through Victor and take this maple that goes down past Ganondagon and through the hills to 5 and 20. Other Half Brewing is right down there. But those roads are far more beautiful right now with the fall color than the thruway in 332. And it's a pretty time to visit Canandaigua. I saw a post from Sonnenberg Gardens. Like most, you know, places, not just organizations, but destinations, Sonnenberg Gardens is struggling this year just because, you know, they don't have the visitors that they normally have. But the grounds are open. They don't have their trams running. But the grounds are open, and it's a stunning time of the year to see Sonnenberg Gardens. They have been working on some of the projects on the grounds, so sometimes having fewer visitors allows this kind of work to proceed when it might be more difficult with a normal season, but they are still working and improving Sonnenberg Gardens. And having a few more visitors probably be very helpful in terms of some extra revenue. So if you're going down to Canandaigua, consider stopping and visiting Sonnenberg Gardens. Maybe just driving around that neighborhood. It's really gorgeous. They're going to put in a new visitor center. They've acquired property next to them, which I think was like Army Reserve or something. And this is property that used to be part of the estate, but have been used for other purposes, and now they're sort of bringing back, and the new visitor center will have, it'll be more obvious. They never really had a very spectacular entrance at Sonnenberg Gardens, but they have they're working on that, and can't wait to see as they have the money to, or the, I guess they have the approvals, maybe some of the money to do it, and that is going to happen probably next year. So Sonnenberg Gardens right in Canandaigua, downtown Canandaigua, and a beautiful area. Drive around some of those side streets and maybe park and walk, and some gorgeous trees, great architecture, and some pretty gardens too when you're there. And if you want some ideas on other places to visit, maybe you're going somewhere in particular, a specific winery or town or whatever, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. And it's sort of part of the scouting for this Tree of Heaven and looking. I didn't find any, by the way. I found lots of Trees of Heaven. I didn't find any spotted lanternflies in my day of travels, but again, it took me to areas that I wouldn't normally visit. So I was at the north or the south end of Cuca Lake, and went over by the boat launch or one of the marinas, and then over to sort of one of the abandoned areas next to the marina, because there were some of these Trees of Heaven there, and enjoyed a little bit of lunch over in that area. It was socially distanced to the extreme. There was, sort of abandoned property, which I don't know if it's a brownfield. It's next to, I don't know if that is a salt plant, or there are numerous salt plants in the Finger Lakes. I'm not sure this is one. Which is just to the right of the marina, and you could really just a gorgeous setting, and so you get off into these other areas. That was Watkins Glen. That's why it was a salt plant, Cargill salt plant that I'm thinking of. Because I had a very late lunch. Glen Mountain Cafe has some delicious sandwiches. Got a wrap there, and so it was next to the marina in Watkins Glen, Seneca Lake, where I had lunch, and was basically this big field and goldenrod mainly. And when I was sitting there in Watkins Glen having lunch, I was able to look up and see the hillside where Paul Hobbs and Johannes Selbach have planting grapes, last year produced the first significant harvest, and probably sometime within the next year that'll be released. They've been planting more grapes, doing more work up on that property. It looks pretty cool. You can see it from the pier at Watkins Glen. You can also see it from the Glen Motor Lodge on the west side of Seneca Lake. As you're driving out of Watkins Glen and going north, pull into their parking lot, and you can really get a great view of all the vineyards and things that are across the way, sort of hidden in the trees. When you go up 414 or even Middle Road, which is just off 414 and goes through their property, you can't really see the vines and things because it's so steep, and they have some embankments. So it's actually easier to see it from the west side of the lake, but really gorgeous, gorgeous time. There was this huge hawk up in one of the trees when I was there, and I was driving around looking for railroad sidings, and you know those salt plants like Cargill's have pretty active railroad moving, and it was funny in one of the areas where they switch cars, I think, and you know, on the sidings there were little piles of white granular stuff, which is no doubt salt, but they weren't very big piles. It might have been you know a pound of salt or something, but it was pretty obvious what they're producing there from salt that is mined down below the lake. This is both Cayuga Lake and Seneca Lake. There are these salt veins that run below the lake, and they have been mining them for probably 100 years. I didn't go in the Harborfront Hotel, which is the Four Diamond Hotel there in Watkins Glen on the south end of the lake. But in their lobby in the past, they've had some photos of Watkins Glen from 100 years ago, and you can see the salt derricks, the mines that are in town. So they're no longer mined, but they're still probably holes in the ground where these mines were, or maybe they filled them at least to some degree. But you can see these structures for mining salt in downtown Watkins Glen. And so look for those if you're in the Harborfront Hotel at some point. And I may have to look, see if I can find some online. But Watkins Glen, it's got a great wine bar, cider bar there, Graft, which wasn't open when I was there, but I got to get back. Orlando Rodriguez, longtime chef from Glenora, bought it a year ago. And it's got some tremendous food from what I've seen, and haven't been down to have his food yet, but looking forward to it. That's right in downtown Watkins Glen. And while I was there, again, I stopped at Glen Mountain Cafe and got some lunch, but there were trash trucks going through downtown Watkins Glen. It goes on all day long as they go up to Seneca Meadows landfill, and there was a proposal for a new landfill in the Finger Lakes, which Seneca Lake Guardian has been working on, and comments were due to the DEC by the 24th this past week. But seeing all those trash trucks going right through downtown Watkins Glen was a reminder that we don't need additional landfills for New York City trash in the Finger Lakes. And it doesn't really hit you until you either drive by these landfills or you are in one of the towns, the cities of the Finger Lakes, and you see them driving through constantly. It's a little disturbing. And, you know, 50 years ago, the Finger Lakes was, you know, a place that produced in industrial quantities of wine in huge facilities. And it wasn't the tourist destination it is today. It doesn't make sense for New York State, much less the region, but for New York State to continue sending trash and building landfills potentially in a region that has, you know, it's a world-class wine region now, and we are damaging the future of that if we continue to expand and continue the permits for large landfills, again, taking trash largely from New York City, but also from other parts of the Northeast. These are not landfills for our own trash. They may have been when they originally opened and were, you know, exponentially smaller than they are now, but these days it's all about trash from elsewhere that's coming here. So if you follow Seneca Lake Guardian, consider donating to them, consider volunteering with them. They're doing a lot of work to keep an eye on these kinds of projects and make sure that, you know, environmental studies are done. In this case, they posted a photo this week. This proposed landfill already had a building up with no permits, with no approvals. They already put up a building, which is, it takes some guts, you know, to do that. When you know that people in the community are concerned about what you're going to be doing, and you don't have the permits to do it, and you put up buildings, so hopefully they're going to have to take this one down. It's really just it's amazing what some of these industrial companies will do. And I drove by Crestwood, which now is called Stagecoach, the gas storage facility that wanted to expand above Watkins Glen. And just a reminder that you know, Seneca Lake Guardian, which formerly was Gas Free Seneca, and many others in the community coalesced to turn back a $1 billion oil and gas company that wanted to industrialize the Finger Lakes and make it the natural gas hub of the Northeast. And they gave up. They didn't actually give up. New York State DEC said no to them and denied their permit. So then they gave up, which was good. But it took years of fighting. It took a lot of money that Seneca Lake Guardian raised. It took a lot of people getting arrested at the gates of Crestwood to draw attention to it. Hundreds of people were arrested during the middle of winter. Even Santa Claus was arrested. They had all kinds of protests going on to stop this industrialization of the region. And you know, all that effort, all that money, all that time could have been spent on positive things to build this region. But it was spent to fight this Texas company that was bent on expanding these former salt caverns into gas storage, larger gas storage facilities. So my drive through Watkins Glen and then up the west side of Seneca Lake was kind of a reminder of those battles, and that they are continuing. And I really appreciate the work of Yvonne Taylor, Joseph Campbell, and they are the founders of Seneca Lake Guardian, for all the advocacy and work that they are doing. If you are traveling around the Finger Lakes and see some cool architecture, some beautiful trees, whatever, please take some photos, email them to me, michael@saverlife.com. Love to see what you discover in the region. And you know, sometimes it's on side streets in small towns that you really wouldn't normally go to. I discovered some of that in Geneva, in Penn Yan. There's, you know, these are cities, towns that I've been to hundreds of times, literally hundreds of times over the last 25 years. But I tend to go to the same places. I have the same route, go to the same places, and I miss a lot of the cool things. So do some exploring off the main routes, and let me know what you discover. We will be back. One thing to mention: Linwood Gardens is having their final planned open gardens today. This is on the west side of the Genesee Valley, maybe half an hour from Geneseo. And Linwood Gardens is just a lovely property. What a beautiful day to be there. They suggest a $20 donation per person. The gardens are open, I think, 10 to 4 today. And it's expansive property and beautiful views over the Genesee Valley. I've mentioned it many times before, but, you know, if you need some time to meditate, to read, to do some sketching, to just take a nap, you know, on their lawn, bring a blanket. It's really a stunning property. Not, you know, immaculately maintained. It has more of a rustic feel to it, which I really appreciate. And again, that's today. There are no restroom facilities, so keep that in mind. Perry's about 20 minutes away, so nice place to go and maybe get something to eat at the hole-in-the-wall restaurant, explore Perry. Lots of things to see and do in Perry these days. And check out Linwood Gardens. So it's Linwood, linwoodgardens.org. Again, they may do something like this in October, I don't know, but today is the last one that they have planned. And this is the place that has all the tree peonies in the spring. But, of course, those are done. The gardens and the landscape, a couple little fountains, really a beautiful, beautiful property. So if you go, let me know what you think and what you discover there. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine. Michael Warren Thomas here at SavorLife.com. Have a great day.